Morning. The first reading is taken from Matthew 25, starting at verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. The kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." And the second reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. The community goal we're looking at today is supporting family life. Perhaps it has been more difficult in the past to build a strong family, I don't know. Because even within living memory, people were pressurized to send small children to live with strangers for years until a war of unknown duration ended. But societal changes in recent years have greatly increased the pressures upon the family. Fewer couples marrying, more absent or part-time fathers, teens and preteens, struggling with the pressures of the internet and influences, and increasing financial pressures, all add to the normal difficulties of bringing up children. Yet God's heart is unquestionably for families, both whole or broken in some way. God sets the lonely in families. Jesus raised a widow's only son and Jairus' beloved daughter. The banner we have for strong families is based upon the passage we read in Ephesians. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Now, there's a bit of a play on words here. The New Testament was originally written in Greek, and the Greek word for father is pater, and the word for family is patria, belonging to the father. And you can see on the banner, either on the screen or the actual banner, that we have the word father at the top and rays going out to all the families underneath. We can see two local families, one relatively conventional, mum and dad and two children. Another family is headed by a mum with two children who don't seem to be related by blood. Is it a blended family, a foster or adoptive family. We don't know, but God's heart is for all these families. And also shown are families in areas supported by this church. Cambodia, based on photos Sue Thomas sent me. India, based on a photo of a generous worker. And Africa, especially Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And this picture is based on a scene in which I actually took, part, helping to pull the leaves off the twigs so they could be cooked and later eaten. And that's probably about the only African cooking I've ever done, apart from stirring the bukari, which is their staple food. But how do you feel? You might feel, well, I can't really support families at all. I'm so busy at work. I'm not well off. I'm getting on now. There's nothing much I can do. We all have these thoughts, but these thoughts are all wrong. They're just lies to stop us doing what we can do. Everyone is called to be the gospel, and everyone can be the gospel. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are best by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. You did one thing. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. You did one thing." The righteous are bewildered. "Well, when do we do that, Lord?" "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." We can all do something. In the parable of the talents, everyone has a talent. Some have more than others, but everyone has a talent. Not everyone, sadly, chooses to use their talent, but everyone is given something to use. So we can all do something. 10 years ago, God called me to support the work of Kimberley O, which works to eradicate the terrible suffering of children living on the streets. Now, I wasn't the perfect volunteer. I was older. I had limited mobility in some respects at the time. And lots of people speak better French than me. And I spoke no Swahili. But I was able to do something. In my first meeting with Ian, the director, inevitably in a Costa, he said, "Can you teach the street girls to make bags?" I'd never taught anyone to sew, only foreign languages, which is entirely different. So how would I teach these severely traumatized girls who only understood a few words of French and certainly no English? So I looked at Ian. I took the safe tack. "What sort of bags?" I asked. And Ian was now on the back foot. "Just bags? Any sort of bags?" he replied. So I went for the easy option. "Tote bags? Yes, that would be fine." So that was the start of the bag project, which has now grown into 5 different workshops in the Congo, with a faithful band of volunteers raising funds by sewing lots of different items here in the UK. Here in Good Shepherd, many people have already supported Kimberleo through sewing and knitting, and I'd like to introduce some of them to you now. So if you've ever sewed or knitted for Kimberleo, I'd like you to invite you to stand up now. There you are. You see, there are, of course, thank you very much. Not everyone is here today. I wrote their names down because I wanted to give each of them a little Congolese bracelet as a thank you. And I bought 22 bracelets in total, and 20 of them were in Good Shepherd. So people sew, and they often have to drop out for a while because of health issues or other commitments, and I understand that. But there's always room for more sewers, though the knitting project is now finished. Now, Tina is going to explain how she decided to support the children of Kimberleo.
Good morning. I remember seeing the sewers collecting their materials from Jill, then bringing them back and all the lovely things that they'd made. I really wanted to help, so I asked Jill, is there any way I could help, as I can't sew and I haven't got a sewing machine? Jill said, come to my house, I'll show you how to sew. She was very patient with me, believe me, she was very patient with me, and showed me how to use the sewing machine. Jill not only taught me to sew, but she gave me a sewing machine. And now I'm a Kimberleo sewer. And I sew bunting. I've recently been doing wrist pin cushions, which I've just finished a few. I've done aprons, and during COVID we all did face masks, and we raised so much money for that. Sewing was given to me as a skill, and now it helps me to repair things at home. So it's not only helped Kimberleo, it's helped me at home as well. And I'm very grateful to Jill for the blessing of knowing how to sew and the gift of the sewing machine. Oh, thank she's you. Such a lovely
Thank you, Tina. Now, Tina specialises in sewing pincushions. I haven't got any other pincushion sewers. These are pincushions that Tina has sewn, and they're currently for sale on Etsy. And there are some you'll be able to buy in the hall after the service today. Now, Tina's sewn all these pincushions. Tina hasn't got £250 to give me, believe you me. Isn't that true, Tina? Yep. But she learnt to sew pincushions. She's made about 50 of them. And selling at £5 each, that has raised £250. £250 worth of food for hungry, unwanted children, all from Tina. This year I had a new project in my head. In 2019, one person donated a doll, which was received with rapture by one girl. And you can't buy black dolls at a reasonable price anywhere, including Africa, it seems. So I decided to knit a few. So I asked the lady who's in charge of the homes how many I should knit, and she said 50. I thought, no, I can't knit 50 dolls. So I appealed for help, as I knew I would never be able to complete 50 myself. Now, Maureen is going to explain why she decided to sew and specifically to knit for the street children. Come along, Maureen. Okay, no.
The reason that I tried to knit, I'm not a knitter. By no means am I a knitter, but I'll attempt things. But when Jill showed us the plight for the children, and over the time we become your family. Sorry. I just made one dolly. And that script was meant a lot to me because it's just a drop in the ocean. I'd like to think that the love that went into that doll was, I thought, maybe she would know somebody this side of the world loved that little girl that got the doll. And I just blessed it and kissed it. And thank God for Jill, she's an inspirer. She taps resources that you don't realise you possess. And I really enjoyed doing it, and I love doing it, so thank you,
That's
Jill.
Lovely. Maureen was very nervous, so I really thank Maureen for coming up here. And I also have to say something special to Maureen, which is happy birthday, Maureen. Now, this is Maureen's doll. It was the first doll chosen. It was chosen by one of a pair of twins, the little girl in pink, and she's seen here on the right clutching her doll. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Do what it says. God's word is like a mirror. You look in it and it shows you yourself. It shows you what you need to do to become more like Jesus. But the emphasis is on doing something. It doesn't need to be very complicated or a big dramatic gesture. It doesn't need to involve giving large amounts of money. Tina and Maureen have explained how they struggled to sew and knit. They didn't give up. They gave God what they could. And so children were fed and comforted as a result of their efforts. What each person needs to do is different. We have different abilities, interests, and gifts. But, as in the parable of the talents, we do all have ability or a talent, and until we try to use it, we will never know how much we have been given. The musicians weren't born playing the guitar or keyboard. They had to learn. We can all do something to help the lonely, the hungry, the thirsty, those in need of clothing. Locally, we can support initiatives like the food banks and the baby bank, which helps hundreds of children get the right school uniform. The easiest way to support local families is by supporting initiatives the church is already running, such as Starlights, Destiny, or Sunbeams. Internationally, we can support initiatives like Kimberleo. Kimberleo was founded 15 years ago by one man, who could not bear to see a child lying unwanted, dying in the street. He needed to raise money to start Kimberleo, and one of the first donations came from two girls, aged 9 and 11, with absolutely no income. They washed the church members' cars and raised £100. You don't have to be rich or clever. You just need to do something. Do what it says. We recently appealed to complete the purchase of the land on which to build a new day centre, and we did raise enough money. But nobody gave a huge amount. It was all small amounts. Everyone gave a widow's mite. David spoke about being salt and light in the world. Salt comes in little tiny grains. Each grain adds to the whole, but you only need to add a tiny amount to a meal to make it taste pleasant. Visible light is only, apparently, 0.0035% of the sun's light, and just a tiny amount of that will brighten any dark room. But the room will stay dark until you bring that small candle into the room. I'd like to finish with a short film I made just before the pandemic, which features Jean Bosco, who died in the pandemic. He took the decision to continue to feed the children, caught COVID, and died. It's based upon our gospel reading and shows how simple small acts, being salt and light, has led to the transformation of street children's lives.
Akawaambia wale kwa mkono wa kuume, kwani nilikuwa na njaa nani mlinipa chakula?
La source de provenance au nom du Saint Jésus Christ. Amen. Amen. Bon appétit.
Les enfants de Kimbidio au marché souffrent davantage. Et les filles sont violées toute la nuit par les grands garçons, par les sentinelles, par les policiers. Vraiment, elles souffrent. Elles n'ont pas l'endroit où passer la nuit. Les petits garçons sont aussi tabassés par les grands garçons, par aussi la police qui les arrache leurs biens. En fait, tous ces enfants qui n'ont pas d'endroit où dormir souffrent abondamment.
Mgonjwa nali nilikuja kumtazama.
Nilikuja katika kifungo, nanyi mlikuwa kwangu.
Soko nasaka tunateswa hivyo, akanwanyiwa shinda tafasha kulala, nasaka viko nanipika unichoma mamoto ya kutafuta ya kurya shiwanze kupata katika saa kushika yuko kwanza.
Na mfalme atawajibu na kuambia kweli ninawaambia ninyi, kwa kadiri mulivyotendea mmoja wa ndugu zangu mulio wadogo, mulinitendea mimi.
Mathayo 25, shairi 34 paka 40 na 40.